when Rick Barnes went to Tennessee, and he was at Texas a long time, okay? He was there a long time. He won 400 games at Texas.
Right.
I think it was 98 or 99, Mike, to like 2014. Something of that nature. Anyways.
He's a really good coach.
Regular season.
Yes.
He done do jack in the tournament. He was at Providence. This is where he started. Then he got a chance to go to Clemson, was there for a few years. Then he gets a Texas job and was there forever, as Mike likes to say, stealing money because he never advanced
right.
really past the second round of the tournament, and he had great players. How do you have Kevin Durant, who wins every single award the year Kevin Durant is a freshman? He wins Freshman of the Year, Player of the Year, blah, 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 blah. He's killing right. the NCAA, and you don't even advance to the Elite Eight or the Final Four. Nevertheless, let me calm down. He goes to Tennessee. And Mike, 25, 26, 27 wins, 30 wins. It all looks great, but guess where Rick Barnes and the Vols are right now? Out of the tournament again. What did I tell you about this guy?
Yeah, I want to say they were here. Oren might remember it was a Sweet 16 with Xavier, and Texas was here. It was at the old Georgia Dome. And I remember the same thing, thinking like, you know, it was like just really a lot of talent. Amazing team, but yeah, just knew that Rick Barnes is just Barnes. It's not gonna get there, you know. And by the way, credit to Tom Izzo. But I said I irked some Michigan State fans over the weekend on Friday. We were up at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, and I said, you know, Izzo is he going to go get it? And it's great. And no, I know he's going to Springfield, first ballot Hall of Famer, and all that. But still, it's like, how many more chances are you gonna have opportunities to be this close to a Final Four? You know, let alone a championship. You had some good weapons on that Michigan State team.
Listen, I think they overachieved this year. I mean, he did. But listen, give Bruce Pearl and company credit. Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, let's hear from Bruce Pearl. What did you think about Broome when he left the game? Did you think he was done?
First off, I was more concerned with the hyperextension of his right knee, the way the knee went out. But then you find out it's actually the elbow. Remember, he's got the one sleeve on his leg.
Okay.
And he's got the wrap on his arm, on his elbow. But it was actually, I thought he was limping when he walked into the locker room. They got the x-ray facility at State Farm. I thought it was the knee. It's the arm.
All right. So if you missed it, their star, I'm talking about Auburn, star player, and we know there's a lot of Auburn alums here, and they had a great presence down at State Farm yesterday and even on Friday. It looked bad. And then for him to come back in, Bruce Pearl was asked about it. This is what Bruce Pearl said about it.
It was the real Willis Reed moment. Flat out was the real Willis Reed moment. But then he comes out there, he bangs the three ball, and the whole place. You know where we're going, Tracy?
We're going to the final.
Going to the Final Four.
Yeah!
It was a Willis Reed moment, Mike.
Yeah, John I. Broome, and if you didn't see his parents, his dad, by the way, he had the sweat towel. He knows what it's like.
Yep.
You know, you're going to be – and the shades on. My buddy Greg's at Auburn alum. We were watching yesterday, waiting for the rain that never came. So watching outdoors. And I just thought it was kind of like – we were like not to be, you know, morbid, but it's like, man, they kept showing it. Have you seen the injury? Let's show it one more time.
Oh.
It's like Reagan getting shot. They showed it like five times in a row.
We have another angle.
And every time I was like, yeah. You see, I was looking at the leg. Not the elbow.
Here's Broome talking about being ready for next week's Final Four in San Antonio.
Will you be ready to go next week?
I will be, but all glory to God.
All right,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
He's such a likable dude. He's 22. And, you know, it's funny because we had a lot of, like, talking heads and comments. You and I were talking about this last week. Oh, the NCAA, the Cinderella story. Cinderellas are nice to a point. And I got to get now, I don't know how many of these guys you feel are going to be NBA stars.
Mm.
A lot of these guys look like late first rounders. You know, so you could argue that Duke's got the guys. Still, Duke is still the factor that's going to put guys in the lottery, right?
I do agree.
But
with
a lot
that.
Of these, but it still makes her, I think it makes her better basketball, at least for the tournament.
Yeah. Look, as we talked about, Houston and their style of play is what makes them so deadly, right? Mm. But when you talk about, yes, star power and guys that are just going to shine in the league, like, Cooper Flagg, Broome could be in the league, but Mike, here's my issue with
him. He's going to be a role player.
Yes, he's not an above the rim kind of high flying guy. And yeah, he can shoot, but you know, he has his limitations when you start talking about the NBA, right? I mean, I agree with you on that. Let's hear from a guy that was a big part of what Houston was able to do, Emmanuel Sharpe, and why he got or how he got hot late in this game. Houston held the Vols to 50 stinking points in this game. 15.
I don't know. Coach Kellen, he said somebody's about to step up and make a big shot. He said, I got to be fearless. You know, the rest of the guys, you know, we all play fearless. LJ, Milos, Joe, Malik. That big shot, Malik, got hit in the head, almost had a concussion. He came out here and balled out. We love him.
Yeah, man. Look, there were many years that program was down after Phi Slamma Jamma. And Calvin Sampson, Mike, you said it, has revitalized that program. They are legit. and they've got as good a shot as anybody to win it. Guys, I like Duke to win it. And speaking of Duke, can we hear them winning the final? This is the final call. Duke wins 85-65. Mike, I'm talking about total dominance in their win. So we got the four number ones, guys, going to the Final Four. Auburn, the number one overall seed, Duke, Houston, and Florida. By the way, what's your brackets look like real quick? What's your brackets?
Oh, shot. Gone. Yeah. I try to be cute and have a little fun with it. I did have Houston, though. I had Houston playing St. John's in the championship.
Okay. Well.
It could be Florida against Houston.
Yeah, instead. Let's hear Duke in the final call here.
In just the third year after Coach K, Duke is returning to basketball's biggest stage. He won an NCAA title as a player. He won an NCAA title as an assistant. And now John Shire is bringing this Duke team to the Final Four as the head coach. 85-65, the final here in Newark. Duke advances to the Final Four.
And now the wonder and the argument is going to be, and the style makes the fight, you said it, this great stifling Houston defense trying to stop Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
Basically, that's the show.
Here's what I would do. and we'll see what they do. I'm running guys at him in the entire game. I'm not letting Cooper Flagg dictate this game on Saturday and just allowing him to. Mike, he can beat everybody one-on-one. Guys, he was beating the NBA pros one-on-one. You're not going to defend him that way. So I got to run guys at him, and Mike, cross my fingers that these other guys don't hit shots. That's what I think they're going to do, but Duke is so balanced, I don't necessarily know if that's going to work. So
yeah, and it seems like with Bruce Pearl, we talked on Friday that maybe Auburn, like they look like they peaked like the third week in February, and it was like, well, what are they playing for? And they got a little sloppy at times, but it seems like they got their mojo back. And as long as Broom is good to go, then, but man, the way that right arm was hanging, that's why when he made that three, like how the hell he pulled that one off?
Yeah, it was ugly, man. What do you guys think? We'd love to hear from you. Text us at 404-726-0929. Poll questions up, by the way, in regards to the Braves. You can go help us figure it out. I said the Braves are in trouble. We're just not scoring runs. It was an embarrassing weekend. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody expected this to happen and for us to get beat down the way we did when you have 22 scoreless innings. 22 in a four-game set?
Yeah, as we know, guys, it is never, you know, it's a long season. You never want to get all panicky. But again, because you just lost four in a row, and now, oh, by the way, you're playing the Dodgers, you know, who are like literally, I mean, the superstar squad, you know, they're fourth best pitchers, our second best, right?
Easy.
So, you know, you got the Dodgers. You could very easily start this season, you know, or, you know, somebody hit me with the number. I tried to verify this. I can't find it. Carl and I were looking during the commercial break. Some guy hit us up on Twitter and said that nobody started 0-6 and won a World Series.
Okay, so that means we have to win a game in this series.
We started 0-4, obviously, but maybe you don't remember. We started 0-4 in 2021. And Acuna got hurt later on, and we still won the World Series. So, guys, it's not. Let's get all of this crap out of our system. Let Matt Olson start the whole. Let Matt Olson go 0 for April and 0 for May, as long as he finishes strong and he doesn't start getting gassed when they get into the best of five.